I don't know how you like your cheeseburger, but I know how I like mine. Now, I must say, I've eaten a couple of those Impossible Burgers, and they're pretty close, man. But every now and then, you know, and everybody's life, as my good friend James Taylor sent me a little Facebook thing the other day about his love of a cheeseburger we have down in Pensacola, Florida. It was totally unrequested, but to hear James talk about a cheeseburger the way he did, I want to thank him for that. So I'm going to serve up a James Taylor cheeseburger special. He uses Roquefort on his. Any Roquefort people out there? James is a little weird. Now, come on. Now, James is a little weird. Now, we know James is a little weird. Roquefort, you know. Roquefort.
I like mine with Roquefort, but that's a tomato.
Roquefort?
Roquefort.
That's the way they pronounce that in Arkansas. Oh, it's a Roquefort on mine.
Roquefort.
No. I like a little cheddar on mine. Cheddar, I guess. All right. So, how do you really like your cheeseburger?
I tell you, I like mine with lettuce and tomato.
Yeah.
Heinz 57 and French fried potato. Big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer.
Woo! Wow! Good God Almighty!
Which way?
Well, you have a visitor from a
Jewish.
That's a big burger, made in Dilly 70 Bay. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seed. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a rain. I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of century street. Not a zucchini, fettuccine, burger wheat. But a big warm barn had a huge hug of meat. Cheeseburger is paradise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor men, they eat the same thing again and again. Warm beer and bread with cigarettes that did hell. It reminds me of a menu at a Holiday Inn. But I came for 7 weeks day. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Cheeseburger didn't come back up here. Somebody ate that cheeseburger. Oh, my goodness.